The hour set by the Constitution and the statutes of the State of Wyoming for the convening of the 64th Legislature of Wyoming has arrived, and I ask the senators and senators-elect to be in order. The colors will be presented by the Wyoming National Guard Color Guard. Please stand.
Right shoulder, arms. Ready, step.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The color guard will post the colors. Please be seated. We have the pleasure today of hearing God Bless America, sung by our own Senate staff member, Georgia George. She will be accompanied by David Neiman of Neiman Music in Cheyenne.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Thank you. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet
home. Thank you both for your patriotic salute to our county, and I have these certificates for you. Thank you. Senator Perkins.
Yeah, thank you. You sure this is where we are in the script? I had one line before that that you might have missed.
Really?
Yeah. My script talks about Father Cronkleton.
You're exactly correct. I'll now ask Father Cronkleton to give our invocation.
So let us pray. Lord God, as the gavel sounds, as the members of the Wyoming Senate announce their presence, and as oaths of office are undertaken, we begin the 64th Wyoming Legislature's General Session. This is a historic moment as Senator Bebout becomes the first Wyoming legislator to serve first as the Speaker of the House and soon to be the presiding officer, the President of the Senate. Bless him as he assumes his presiding of the Senate. The senators and their support staff who have assembled here today in order to undertake the business of this great state of Wyoming seek your blessing and assistance. Many difficulties and challenges present themselves, and great wisdom, knowledge, and prudence is needed. Grant, therefore, O Lord, a showering of your manifold graces upon these men and women of this chamber, so that they may have together the resources needed to serve the common good. Be with them as bills and resolutions are introduced, assigned to and worked on in committees, and discussed and voted upon on the floor, so that through your divine assistance and the talents with which you have blessed them, well-crafted responses to our current and future needs may be created. Lord, we always ask this through the power of your holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Now, Senator Coe.
Now, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Senator Coe. And we're off. Senator Coe, I move that Ellen Thompson be appointed temporary chief clerk of the Senate.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. The chief clerk will call the roll of the Senate.
Roll call for Tuesday, January 10th, 2017. Agar?
Present.
Anderson?
Here.
Anselmi Dalton?
Here.
Baldwin?
Here.
Barnard?
Here.
Boner?
Here.
Bouchard?
Here.
Burns?
Here.
Case?
Present.
Christensen?
Here.
Coe?
Here.
Dockstetter?
Here.
Driscoll?
Here.
Ellis?
Here.
Emmerich?
Here.
Hastert?
Here.
Hicks?
Here.
Kinski?
Here.
Landon?
Here.
Meyer?
Here.
Moniz?
Here.
Nethercott?
Here.
Pappas?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
Rothfuss?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
Von Platern?
Here.
Wasserberger?
Here.
President Bebout?
Here.
30 present.
All of the senators and senators-elect are present. Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Senator Coe, I move that a committee of four on credentials be appointed.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. The following are appointed to serve on the credentials committee. Senator Meyer, Chairman, Senators Landon, Pappas, and Hastert, will you please approach the front desk? The Senate will stand at ease, subject to the call of the chair, to await the report of the Committee on Credentials. The Senate will come back to order. The chair recognizes Senator Meyer. Would the reading clerk please read the names of the newly elected senators?
Senate District 2, Senator Brian Boner. Senate District 4, Senator Tara Nethercott. Senate District 6, Senator Anthony Bouchard. Senate District 8, Senator Affie Ellis. Senate District 10, Senator Glenn Moniz. Senate District 12, Senator Lisa Anselmi Dalton. Senator District 14, Senator Fred Baldwin. Senate District 16, Senator Dan Dockstetter. Senate District 18, Senator Henry H.R. Hank Coe. Senate District 20, Senator Wyatt Agar. Senate District 22, Senator Dave Kinski. Senate District 24, Senator Michael Von Flatern. Senate District 26, Senator Eli Bebout. Senate District 28, Senator James Lee Anderson. Senate District 30, Senator Charles Scott.
Senator Meyer.
Senator Coe, I move the report on the Committee on Credentials be adopted and the committee be discharged.
You've all heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carried. Majority Floor Leader Perkins.
Thank you. Senator Coe, I move a committee of two be appointed to wait upon the Honorable Chief Justice Burke and request his presence in the Senate chamber to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carried. Senators Christensen and Kinski, will you inform Chief Justice Burke that the Senate is now ready for him to administer the oath of office to the newly elected senators? The Senate will be at ease, subject to the call of the chair, to await the arrival of Chief Justice Burke.
He's here.
He's here.
The Senate will come to order and rise.
Will the newly elected senators please come forward to be sworn in?
Here we go.
Your Honor, may the rest of us be seated?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I
state your name.
Kathy.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming. And that I have not knowingly violated any law related to my election or caused it to be done by others. And that I will discharge the duties of my office with fidelity. Congratulations.
Please be seated. Chief Justice Burke, would you like to have a seat while we elect the officers of this body?
Thank you.
Majority Floor Leader Perkins.
Thank you. Senator Cole, I move that the Senate proceed with the nomination and election of permanent officers.
You've all heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. The election of the permanent officers of the Senate will be the next order of business. Senator Case.
Where are you?
Mr. Chairman, I know that if it wasn't for the fact that you're sitting in the chair today, that you'd probably be standing to make this nomination because you've nominated this gentleman on colleague, our noble colleague, on previous occasions. So, Mr. Chairman, this is my 25th year in the legislature, and I can remember the first year that I came down to the Senate. I came down developed a great friendship with my colleague, and of the Fremont County delegation, we're the only two left from that time. And he'd already been here about 6 years. And you know, it's just a great pleasure to be able to place a nomination, this fine colleague, this historic achievement to rise and become the Speaker of the House, and then to be out of the legislature for a while, and be selected by the people of Fremont County to come back and represent them in the Senate, and to rise through the ranks of the Senate, and to stand here as the president, to be the president of the Senate. So, Mr. Chairman, it's with so much pleasure that I place a nomination, this man, and there's only one small bittersweet moment about it, is that his mother, Desi, who was there when you were made Speaker of the House, is not with us today, but she's going to be listening. And Desi, Godspeed, get well fast. We love you very much, and I wish you were here to be with us. And Mr. Chairman, with that, I place in nomination the name of a favorite son of Wyoming and a favorite son of Fremont County, a person that always has Wyoming's interest in his heart, Senator Eli Bebout.
Minority Floor Leader Office.
Thank you. Senator Coe, I second the nomination of Senator Eli Bebout and move that his election is made unanimous, dispensing with the roll call.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator Eli Bebout be unanimously elected President of the State Senate of the 64th Legislature of Wyoming, and we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. By your vote, Senator Eli Bebout has been elected President of the Senate.
Hooray!
Hooray!
Please come. Now the oath of office.
Stand right there. Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Eli Bebout.
I, Eli Bebout.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
That I have not knowingly violated any law.
That I have not knowingly violated any laws.
Related to my election.
Related to my election.
Or caused it to be done by others.
Or caused it to be done by others.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. Hear.
A few words. Well, Senator Cole, I was worried about humor, and you provided it for us already. Well, good afternoon, and Senator Case, thank you so much for that kind introduction. Absolutely, and to mention my mother, I really appreciate that. I wish she could be here. It's a special privilege to welcome all of our guests, newly elected members, and currently elected senators to the 64th session of the Wyoming Legislature. Now, I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce my family. You're sitting right over here, and the love of my life, and one of the reasons I'm here, probably the only reason, my wife, Lorraine, my daughter, Reagan, my son, Jordan. Where did my sister go? Oh, my sister, Ruby. Her son, Chad, my nephew, Chad, and my daughter, Gentry, just walked in. Thanks, Gentry. I'm glad you made it. And some special friends of mine, Tim Borger back here, and the Bensons, Ron and Christy Kay. Would you all welcome them, please?
Yeah.
I would be remiss if I didn't talk a little bit about some of the history in the great state of Wyoming, and particularly the Senate. And back where Senator Cole sits back there on the Senate wall, the composite, there's a picture of a very special man in my life. It's my uncle, Mike Sweeler, who served in this body for 67, 68, 69, and 70. And Uncle Mike's not with me right now, but he was a mentor and a terrific guy, and I know he's watching upstairs and keeping an eye on us. So I just wanted to mention that. The other thing I want to talk a little bit about is the experience of the many senators in this room. And I'm going to rattle off some names, and I want to really hope that you all appreciate, like I do, their service to the great state of Wyoming. We got to start with the man of many seasons, Senator Charlie Scott. 38 years I have, Charlie. Let's say thanks, Charlie. Stand up, please. And I've got three other very distinguished senators that I would like to name, and I wish you would please stand up. Senator Coe, 28 years, Senator Case, 24 years, and Senator Burns and Meyer, 22 years. Please, all of you, stand up. Senator Case and Senator Burns and I served together in the House, and back then, of course, the House was a smart body, and that's certainly changed lately, Senator Coe, since I'm over here. Many other senators out there have five or more years of experience, and I think right now at this given time in the history of the great state of Wyoming, we have the best 30 people we could have to take care of the issues ahead of us. We have seven new members, and I want to name them and wish they will all stand as I name them, and we'll recognize them. Senator Agar, Senator Anselmi Dalton, Senator Baldwin, Senator Bouchard, Senator Ellis, Senator Moniz, and Senator Nethercott. Thank you for running and serving. Senator Nethercott is from Riverton, in case you didn't know that. She brings a lot of intelligence that some of us from Riverton don't seem to have. As you can see, we in the majority are not short in numbers or determination. The minority party, although small in numbers, are long in ideas and dedication. Chris, John, and Lisa, we're looking forward to working with you. Let's welcome the minority party. Chris, I arrange a standing ovation for you. There you go. We've all been through an interesting political year, both nationally and locally. Even in the great state of Wyoming, many of these races were hotly contested. But now the elections are over. And as we look around this room at all of us, we must together as a team of 30 take on the challenges we face together. At this time in our history, as I said earlier, the 30 of us have been chosen by the voters of this state to lead, and lead we will. As your president, I want to lead by example with civility, fairness, hard work, and dedication. And just for the record, we will follow the playbook with our process and rules of procedures. Like so many legislative sessions in the past, our rules will keep us on track. Above all, and Chris, you and I have talked about this, and all of us, we will support and uphold the tradition of this wonderful institution. As a former member of the legislature and retired Al Simpson reminds us, if you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. We can be proud that we still have a citizen legislature. We come together from different walks of life with different perspectives and experiences and work together this session and for the next 2 years. It's not an easy decision to run for office, and as we all know, and it's much more than just winning an election. It's a commitment that affects your family, your work, your sleep, and sometimes your sanity. So thank all of you for being here and serving. Now I want to talk a little bit about the accomplishments we made in the last decade. It's been a great run for the state of Wyoming, and a lot of things we can be very proud of. During the flush times, we made smart, strategic investments in our infrastructure, schools, and people. We also saved and invested wisely in the last 10 years. Here's some of the things we did. $3.2 billion on capital construction and maintenance for our K-12 schools. $400 million with an additional $100 million raised privately for construction at the University of Wyoming. Over $100 million plus a match from our community colleges for construction at those colleges. Restoration of the state capitol ongoing. And I don't know how all of you feel. We'll be here, we'll do the business of the state, but it's just not like being in the capitol. But we will get that capital restored. The budget's $300 million, and I pledge to you that we will continue to work diligently to get that capital done on time and on budget. Oh, thank you. You know, that's one of the committees that nobody wants to be on, and there I am. We spent $1 billion on our cities, towns, and counties, money well spent. We have the best highways in the Rockies. How many times have you been driving across Wyoming, and if you've been a long day, you're asleep in the car, you're not driving, but someone else is driving, you're asleep in the car, and you hit the border, and all of a sudden you wake up because the roads are so bad. We've got great highways in the Rockies, in Wyoming, I mean. We've done a lot of water projects. We've done business, community, and infrastructure procurement. We've got a statewide high-speed internet. Our conservative fiscal management has resulted in a lot of money that we've set aside. Workers' comp has $2 billion in it. $1.5 billion of savings in our rainy day account, and our permanent funds of more than $12 billion. We have the highest teacher salary in the Rockies, the average teacher salary, something we can be very proud of. And we also are in the top five spending per student in the United States. We knew the good times couldn't last forever. It was never a question of if our boom would bust, but when. And bust it did. As we prepare for the tough decisions ahead, we need our sense of humor. And so I hope you're all wearing belts that are a little big, but they're comfortable. We will need to cinch those up a notch or two. The news we've been reading revenue is down, jobs have been lost, education funding is threatening. These are not new headlines. You could have read the same headlines many different times in the state of Wyoming. Our charge, the members of this Senate in this 64th session, is to establish policy and state legislative priorities to do with this boom-bust cycle. I've been working with Speaker Harshman and Governor Mead and many others to identify some common goals and priorities. Let me briefly cover a few of those. And Matt and Steve and I all come from smaller communities. Matt's from Midwest. The governor's from Jackson. Of course, I'm from Shoshone. And Matt and Steve were wrestlers and football players. I was a basketball player, and Senator Coe referred to me as the little dribbler from Shoshone. And I've never lived that down, Senator Coe, but thanks for that. Some of the items and things we need to be talking about are the economy and budget shortfall. The first one will come as no surprise. That's to address our state's economy and budget shortfall. You know, we've worked diligently over the last 4 years with our governor to control the growth of government and save funds for this inevitable situation. As we worked to balance our budget, we came up $1 million short in this biennial budget that we're in. And we are able to cover that with savings and revenue diversions. But this is one of many of those issues that will compound over the next 5 years. As all of you know, that we have a $1.5 billion deficit in K-12 for the next 4 years. Billion dollars. We clearly have our work in front of us. The best thing we can do before we start raising taxes is to have a serious discussion about spending in government and K-12 education. The governor made the right call with his earlier 8.2% budget cuts. A delay would only exacerbate the problems. We are still short and may need further reductions in government. We cannot wait until the next session to start dealing with the huge shortfall in education budget. Government has reduced spending approximately 10%, while education funding has increased. And how many of you have read the white paper that Senator Coe's Joint Education Committee put out? It lists a lot of possibilities of things we must look at, and look at we will. We need to start making these reductions and planning now, otherwise we'll be doing a disservice to the citizens of Wyoming. We have no choice but to live within our revenue stream. We need to grow and create jobs. To do that, we must improve infrastructure, diversify our economy, responsibly develop our minerals, and add value to those tremendous minerals, grow tourism, and have a vibrant ag economy. It's a tall order, no doubt. One strategy we're working on with the governor is to establish a select group of talented leaders from local economic groups, the private sector, legislators, and government to recommend new approaches and develop new strategies. It will be a long-term approach. The select committee title has been abbreviated, the acronym ENDOW, Economically Needed Diversification of Wyoming. I had to say that several times so I would get it right. And you'll hear more about that later. I also want to give our energy sector a boost through the Heartland Industrial Park by re-energizing that task force and jump-starting a plan for energy and manufacturing sectors. Nuclear energy, ladies and gentlemen, nuclear energy and renewables should be on the table. Let's talk about health care, Senator Scott. We need to work with the Department of Health on shared professional services by bringing together the State Hospital and the WLRC, Wyoming Life Resource Center, to maintain quality health care. You know, we've worked on that. We have a task force out there. We're ready to go. We need to pull the trigger on that. We need to get the construction started for both of those projects. There is a distinct possibility that the Federal Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, will undergo vast changes. Not sure what will happen, but we need to be ready, and we need to prepare the best we can to work in that area. We will push the federal government to block grant Medicaid to our state. Many of you remember when we did the workforce development and that area years ago when we had welfare reform, a very tough issue. The federal government gave us the right to do it as a state. We did it. It's been one of the best things we ever did. Very successful. I would be remiss if I didn't mention water. One of our state's most precious resources is our water. And we need to work with our governor and the state's Water Development Commission to create at least 2 new water storage projects over the next 2 years. Let's creatively look at how we can protect and develop our water resources for future generations, for our kids and their grandkids. Education. We need to develop a plan focusing on major maintenance and school capital construction to meet future needs. Without the co-lease bonus funding, there is another stress on an already tight K-12 budget. We should consider a constitutional amendment to allow participation for capital construction at the local level. Senator Meyer is working on that particular piece of legislation. Federal lands, management of federal lands, and other federal regulation. We need to work with our congressional delegation to repeal or greatly reduce federal regulation that creates a choking effect on the private sector. I could go on and on about all the different federal rules and regulations, the overreach from the federal government, the executive orders that have come out that have been detrimental and hurting Wyoming. I won't do that. You know all what they are. But this means we need to speed up, review permitting processes, oppose, this is another good one, the new BLM sage-grouse plan, improve management of our federal lands for multiple use and sustained yield for recreation, agriculture, responsible use of our minerals, and we should delist our wolves and grizzlies. We can better manage those in the federal government. In conclusion, I have now reduced pages of goals and 40 days of hard work to about 15 minutes. How am I doing, Senator Coe? It's about 15?
Not 15.
But I hope you can take away a few ideas from my opening comments. This is a team effort. I can't emphasize that enough. This is a team effort. Now it is up to us as a team to work hard, create the winning attitude, and have positive outcomes. Thank you for your faith and trust in me as your leader. I would do all I can to ensure that we stay the course. Out of adversity comes opportunity. Excuse me. That's the way I approach this session. We're going to do some great things. We're going to work with Wyoming's Code of the West and just good old-fashioned civility. God bless the state of Wyoming and our great country, these United States. Thank you very much. Mr. Majority Leader, you may. Floor Leader.
Thank you. I've been called lots of things, so that's not a problem. What I have here is a brief presentation of an instrument that you need to have to take advantage of to keep us in line. President, you've been my chairman at Joint Appropriations. You've been my vice president. You've been my Majority Floor Leader. Now you're my president, but most of all, you're my friend, and I appreciate that. And I have a presentation to you from members of the Senate.
You get to open it?
You get to open it.
Who wrapped it?
Just take the lid off, because that's recycled.
Oh, it's a fake. Oh! I thought it was going to be one this long. It says 64th Wyoming State Legislature, 2017-18, Eli D. Bebout, Senate President. Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, and thank you, members of the Senate. I really appreciate this. It works. Ladies and gentlemen, motions are now in order for the nomination of Vice President. Senator Coe.
Mr. President.
Just a second.
Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure to nominate my good colleague and longtime friend for the position of Vice President of the Senate. And with that, I nominate Senator Michael Von Fladern to be Vice President of the Wyoming Senate.
Minority Leader Rothfuss.
Mr. President, I second the nomination of Senator Michael Von Fladern and move that the election of Senator Von Fladern is made unanimous, dispensing with the roll call.
It has been moved and seconded that Senator Michael Von Fladern be unanimously elected Vice President of the State Senate of the 64th Legislature of Wyoming. And we dispense with the roll call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? By unanimous vote of the Senate, Senator Michael Von Fladern has been elected Vice President of the Senate. Please come forward to take your oath of office. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Michael Von Fladern.
I, Michael Von Fladern.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
That I will support, obey, and defend.
Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And the Constitution of the State of Wyoming.
And that I have not knowingly violated any law.
I have not knowingly violated any law.
Related to my election.
Related to my election.
Or caused it to be done by others.
Or caused it to be done by others.
And that I will discharge the duties of my office.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice President, do you wish to say a few words?
A few words it will be. And nobody likes to follow President Bebout. I get to say President now, President Bebout, and speaking up here. But I do thank Senator Coe for nominating me. And despite your nomination, I still won the election. So, but the one that deserves the most thanks, and through her hard work, allows me to be here. And that's my wife, Margie. So please thank her for that.
Hey!
We come together here to make the state of Wyoming a better place to live. We need to remember that as we make or don't make laws. My goal as your vice president is to listen to every one of you and attempt to make session a more productive experience. So please let me know if I can help you or I can find an agency or person that can help you. So please respect each other, as the Wyoming legislature is well known for. And let's have a cooperative and productive session. So thank you very much for nominating me and electing me.
Congratulations, Mr. Vice President. I would echo what he said about working together, civility, I mentioned it, but let's just remember we're all here for the same reason, the same cause, and respect everybody's opinions. Chief Justice Burke, thank you for being with us here today and helping us start the 64th session of the legislature. Senators Christensen and Kinski, please escort the Honorable Chief Justice Burke from this chamber. All rise. Be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce your majority floor leader, a great friend of mine, a great friend of the state of Wyoming, just an incredible, incredible person, Senator Drew Perkins. Senator Perkins, did you want to say a few words? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Fellow senators, particularly those who have just taken your oath of office, you've received the call. You've been appointed by those who've exercised their most sacred constitutional franchise and personal franchise in electing you to represent them. And welcome to the Senate. We must remember that every day and every vote we make, we represent the people who sent us here, who are our constituents, our families, and the people of Wyoming. I want to express thanks to my family. For the last 7 years, I'm a sole practicing lawyer in Cache, Wyoming, and my wife and our dogs, Kelly and now Robbie, Rob Roy is his real name, but we call him Robbie, as part-time employees have run my law office in my absence, which enables me to be here. And when I'm not here, my wife shoulders most of the burden of holding down the office and managing our business affairs, triaging client requests, and taking care of business, and I recognize it as her sacrifice, and so anyway, that enables me to serve. So Christy is my much better half. She's also my conscience and love of my life, and so we appreciate Christy. Now, my wife, Christy, if you just raise your hand, my wife is shy, my mother-in-law also.
is here. Marlene Ditburn, if you'd raise your hand, Marlene. And so Christy is born in Wheatland, so I think that puts her, gives her some roots in Senator Boner's district. And my mother-in-law was born and raised in Cowley, so that puts her in Senator Peterson's backyard. So the Governor Sullivan used to say before, Wyoming is just a small town with very long streets. So next, thanks to you for trusting me, enabled me to serve as a majority floor leader, and I'm humbled and honored by your trust and pledge my time, my talents, and my efforts to make sure that we have a smooth and functioning and operating floor and the work that we do gets done. In our oath of office, we commit to sustain and obey the Constitution of the United States and Wyoming, and I believe these to be inspired documents. And they represent solemn agreements between the citizens of this state and this country, which every officer of government, including us, is under a sacred duty to obey. We have before us the matters of this session, which are weighty matters for the people of Wyoming. It is important for each of us to remember that what we do here, some of what we do here, is important for all of Wyoming, but everything we do here is important for someone in Wyoming. As we go about the difficult work before us, it reminds me of when I was 19 years old and offered myself to serve a two-year mission for my church. I was assigned to the Canada-Vancouver mission, which is most of British Columbia, which is Canada's most western province. I went through my church's version of new legislator training for 5 days at the Missionary Training Center, along with about 100 other 50 recruits. And then we were off to go all over the world to spread the word. And while I was in that Missionary Training Center, I remembered the feelings of anticipation, fear, excitement, trepidation about the new adventure which we're about to embark. Some of you, particularly those who are new to the legislature, may have some similar feelings. Maybe I'll be able to identify with that. And one speaker who spoke to us, a group of very young men and women at that point in time, gave us some great advice. His name is Hartman Rector Jr., and he said this. He said, my young friends, he said, if you're not having fun, you're missing the whole point. And I was anticipating at that time 2 years of hard labor and not a lot of fun for a 19-year-old. I was wrong. Not about the hard work. There were lots of long days. There was lots of rejection, some persecution. But it was a tremendous amount of fun. There can be great joy in service. And I think that lesson is applicable to all of us here. We deal with weighty matters in rapid-fire succession, but each of us should enjoy the ride. If you can't find joy in the service of your fellow man, if you can't find joy in serving Wyoming and her people, if working to protect the liberties and lives of those who we love don't bring joy to you, then it's time to reevaluate. And I know it's for sure it ain't the legislative pay and the per diem that brings us here. Friends, I submit the work of the session to you, to your integrity, to your collective intellect, to your good humor, and the common sense that hopefully God gave us. May God bless us and our efforts. May God bless Wyoming, and please God bless her people. Thank you.
There you go. I would also like to introduce the Minority Floor Leader, Senator Chris Rothfuss. Senator Rothfuss, welcome. Come on up and say a few words, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it looks like I've got a few speeches to choose from up here.
You can go through them if you want to.
Let's see.
You probably have better things to say than they are anyway, so have at it.
I'll start with mine. Mr. President, it's been quite a year since we last met. There's no question about it. For me personally, I have a new daughter. September 16th was a great day for my family, and Cora Lynn Rothfuss will be looking forward to visiting the Wyoming Legislature and the Wyoming Senate, and meeting you, Mr. President, learning the process early. Unfortunately, she and Finn are both sick right now, and Heather is with them back home. She'd love to be here, but obviously, as we heard from the first few speakers, this is more difficult, I think, for the family than it is for the legislator. And I think Heather would sure like it if I were there with the kids right now and instead of here so that I could clean up some of the noses that are dripping and everything else. But that's not the case today, and I hope she's listening right here. And if she is, I love you, Connor, Zane, and Finn, as well as New Cora. So it was quite a year in many other ways, certainly. And this body is very different. The Senate is different from the last time I had a chance to speak in front of it. It's about 125 years younger, by my estimate.
I like that.
So that may bring new ideas. We'll see. National politics has certainly changed as well in ways that we didn't all expect. But I think one of the key thoughts, Mr. President, that I've had in recent weeks goes back to 2004, another presidential election. I was at the State Department at the time, U.S. Department of State. And one of my colleagues, after the election, was terribly upset with the victory of George W. Bush for a second term. And she was a Democrat, and she came to me and said, you know, I hope he just fails. I hope he does a miserable job as president and just proves what a bad presidential candidate he was. And I looked at her, and I said, I think just the opposite. I hope this second term is the best presidential term in the history of the country. Because it's not about winning, it's not about losing, it's not about a party's victory. We win if the president wins, we lose if the president loses. Wyoming wins if the state legislature, the Senate, the governor wins, and Wyoming loses if we lose. It's a team effort. It's all of us together as a body trying to pass laws. We hope those are good laws. We hope they're right for the people of Wyoming. If we see it as a zero-sum game where me winning means the president losing, there's no way to win overall for the people. And we know that here. We're in a unique circumstance, I think, as the state of Wyoming, where somehow we've managed after all this time to continue to be above that type of view. We see it as teamwork. And I think everyone in here who I've worked with over the past years knows that I'm here to work with each of you, the minority party, is here to work with each of you to try and make better legislation and build a better policy structure for the people of Wyoming. But one other thing has changed, and for the last 6 years, President Bebout has lamented this overarching specter of federal overreach and executive decisions, and I finally agree with him, waking up each and every day in fear. So, President Bebout, we've come together on that one, and I look forward to working with you on fighting federal overreach.
There we go.
So
engineers do get together.
That's right. At the end, we come together and we work hard. But we will all win or lose together in the Wyoming legislature, and we're going to be a family when we do that in the spirit of cooperation. Now, we're in a bit of a precarious situation as the minority this year, and a lot of local politics are sort of seen through the lens of the national politics, so I'll just apologize on behalf of the Minority for Caucus for being so small this year. I think we'll start with that, because in a democracy, a one-party system is not the objective, and the smaller the minority party gets, the more difficult it is for us to serve the role of the loyal opposition, which is a valuable role. It's integral to any successful democracy. It's not useful to have one voice. It's not useful to have an echo chamber where you're bouncing your ideas. And we don't actually have that here. We know that it's not about the Democrats versus the Republicans. It's about small cities versus large. It's about the east side of the state versus the west. Issues don't necessarily break down on party lines, but it still is our responsibility and our role to challenge the prevailing opinions of the legislature and bring light to potential deficiencies, to temper and hone legislation. And we're going to need more help from the rest of the body this year because of our number. We don't have representation on the minority side on the Senate Agriculture Committee, Corporations, Revenue, Labor and Health, or Transportation. And that's a weakness of the system that the rest of you will have to make up. You'll have to take our voice for us to those committees and I know the members of those committees, and I have confidence in your ability to do that. And to think, if one of the minority members were here, what would they be annoyed with? And then try to express that for us. And if you want me to show up and express it on that behalf, then please let me know. Senator Bebout is exactly right in terms of what we need to prioritize looking forward. Economic diversification is something that is at the forefront of our needs in the state of Wyoming. We have been in this boom and bust cycle for many years. The challenge, I think, and it's been the same challenge we've had in every other bust, every other boom, is instead of just looking back at how we did it last time, let's try to look forward this time and see if there's a way not to repeat the cycle, to get the diversification done this time to the point where we have sufficient products, alternative industries, information technology, ag biotech, substantial tourism increases, where we don't have this same future. We're all hopeful that we'll get to the other side of the bust. We don't necessarily have an assurance of that, but we can build that future if we all work together and try and identify those possibilities, possibilities that Senator Bebout mentioned with the Endow concept, with the industrial park, but also trying to expand to other sectors and recognizing that there's a lot of work to be done. Looking forward, advanced technologies, next generation concepts, trying to avoid the future repeating what we saw in the past. At the same time, though, it's not enough to expand and diversify the economy if we don't take a serious look at changes to our tax structure so that we sufficiently tax non-mineral industries. We do a great job of taxing mineral industries. We don't do a particularly good job of taxing other industries. So if we were to diversify the state's economy, we wouldn't necessarily diversify that tax base. That's a hard discussion, but that's a discussion that's going to take a lot of leadership from the folks in this room. And, of course, we're going to be hard at work this session on education. That's something that I've played a role in with Senator Coe and many others in this chamber for the last 6 years for me, a million years for Coe. And he built the system from the ground up, actually. But we've done great things. When you look at our national standing in 2009, we were in the middle of the country in our national NAEP scores. At this point in the 2015 NAEP scores, we were fifth place in the country in fourth grade math, 11th in eighth grade math, seventh place in fourth grade reading, 11th place in eighth grade math, in eighth grade reading. So we accomplished the objective, which was to try and get a top rate education system for the people of Wyoming, recognizing that we're spending money at a high level and we need to get a return on investment. We've achieved it. I think the challenge now as we go into the lean times for revenue is not to break it. That's what we need to do. We can't necessarily sustain, but let's not break it. We obviously have other challenges. We're going to all work together. We're going to strive this session to do the best we can for the people of Wyoming, but I'd like to leave and close with one quote. That quote relating to democracy starts, "That again is what democracy is about. You talk to those who disagree with you. You don't beat them down. You exchange views. And you come to a compromise, a settlement that would be best for the country or the state." I've always said that dialogues and debates are not aimed at achieving victory for one particular party or the other, but victory for our people as a whole. Now, that sounds like the kind of thing that would be John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, one of our founders, but it was Aung San Suu Kyi. She is currently the head of Burma, democratically elected. She was democratically elected twice, once in 1990 by a landslide, but then she was imprisoned under house arrest for 15 of the next 21 years by the authoritarian regime. However, since we last met in March, she was again elected. This time, democratically, successfully took power of that government and really appreciates the value of the democracy that she now has. A democracy that we have valued for over 200 years, and this institution, I think, exemplifies. Let's continue that, Mr. President, and I know we will. I appreciate the collegiality of this body, how hard we work, but how well we work together, how much we laugh in the break room, and look forward to doing that again with each of you on behalf of the minority party in working with you to do what's right for the state of Wyoming. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
Good job. It's going to be good, man.
Yeah, thank you very much, Senator Rothfuss. One thing's very clear to me, the Senator Rothfuss, Senator Von Flader, and Senator Perkins, and Senator Bebau married way above ourselves, and that's for sure. And we are on time, by the way, members of the Senate, exactly on time. I would like to introduce the East High Concert Choir under the direction of LaDonna Backman. The Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
You see.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that inspiring song that you sang. LaDonna, would you please come up to the mic for a second, would you? On behalf of the Senate, I'd like to give you the certificate of appreciation. That was a wonderful song. How many are upbeat? Raise your hand, guys. Yell, yay, we're ready. This is for you. Would you like to say anything?
Oh, it's just a real honor. I love my job. I don't envy you yours. It's a tough one. Good luck.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, senators. Anybody want privilege of the floor? Hearing none? No. Anybody? Well, I'll take it. We have an esteemed colleague in the back, Senator Hastert, or somebody ought to maybe be doing an introduction instead of me. Lisa. Let me get your mic on just a second. This is your first time to speak.
Okay, this is my first time to speak. May I have the privilege of the floor?
There you go. You may.
Thank you. I'd like to welcome my mentor, the woman who asked me to run for her esteemed seat. She's a great senator. She's served our state well. She's a dear friend. I have huge shoes to fill, and I'll try my best to serve us well and make everyone proud of me as they are of her. But I want to introduce and my mentor and welcome my friend and say thank you for coming to, well, former Senator Kraft and now Minister, and I guess, what is it, all the letters, Senator Bernstein Kraft.
Senator Kraft, you have that great title now, former senator. But remember, once a senator, always a senator. Would you like to say a few words?
I would love to, Mr. President.
Just a second. Let me turn on your mic.
Thank you so much, Mr. President, and thank you so much, my colleagues. Being here has been the greatest honor of my life, and I mean that. And I'm going to try not to cry because it was a very difficult choice to make to leave this body. I couldn't have left it if I couldn't have found amazingly good hands to give this seat to. But I always talked about how much I loved my 29 brothers, and I did, and I do. And I would like to mention, I did manage to triple the number of women in the Senate. Thank you with all my heart, and God bless you, every single one of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else? I would like to thank all family members and guests for attending the opening ceremonies. You're welcome to stay, but if you wish to depart, I would like to give the senators a few minutes to mingle before we come to order, so we'll stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
That's it. Off we go.
All of us over here, family, and then we get everybody. Come on, we got to get a picture. Let's just do the kids first, Ruby. Let me do it. Come on, Gentry.
Thank you. I'm coming in.
I'm right behind you.
Okay, everybody, come on up. Can we make, or do we want to do it down here?
Oh, thank you.
You want to do it down here or up here? Yeah, come on up here. We'll figure it all out. Yeah, we can get everybody up here, can we?
Go ahead.
Alrighty, 1, 2, right here. 1, 2, 3. We'll do one more. 1, 2, 3.
Better. Okay.
Hi. How are you? I'm so sorry.
Get a co-sponsor's request and say, I already did this, and
So that part's confusing. I think actually, I don't know how to address it, but just maybe in the memo. There are some. Yeah.
Come on up, Frank. Here we go.
I know. It's kind of duplicates the process, but I'm on.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, door. Sorry. I told you after.
Right.
I'm going to ask you to come in later, but, you know, but that might be my folks that
I thought your husband was Pinky's son.
Oh, no, that's okay.
He's a cousin. When I looked at him, I said, that doesn't look like Pinky's kid.
No.
The kid of his is the
dentist?
Dennis.
Yeah.
The cat looks like.
Yes. No, Dennis and his brothers, it's like this natural progression. He's the youngest of four. Their dad died in 2003. And he was the youngest, I think. Or no, second youngest. So, Pinky. It was Pinky and then Ruth. I can't remember who Jim fits in there. The Pinky, Ruth, and then Dennis, dad, TJ, and then we're a good family.
Yeah.
Could have married into a better family.
You get all your paperwork filled out, get your family for your family. Is that all?
I did. I got it sitting on my desk. Copies made, notarized, fingerprints yesterday.
Oh, fingerprints?
Yeah, it's a whole thing, so that's all that.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it.
Thanks.
Is there a lot of competition?
I heard an invitation letter. I think one that has a lot of rejection.
What we have
No, and I think that interview is interesting, and so it'll be good to be on. This one, you know, about limited group is our experience.
There's a
and a reason for me to get down there more often, quite frankly.
There's a Rotary's project here. I'm not sure it's taking off.
Pardon?
There you go. But,
yeah, there we go. We've got the Rotary down the road.
But there's a little girl with an amputation that did her home and then the Rotarian got to look into it.
Oh, thank you.
If we just have waited.
Don't worry. I'll get to
Anyway, they're going through the council. I can tell you that is I'm going through trying to get. And so, okay, if it's you, but when you come out to this, you don't get a
thank you all. Thanks, Pastor. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Run as fast as you can.
That's not
like
that.
The Sanchez exit is a good place to start. So good job. Congratulations.
Sorry, I moved down. I told Judy I think we need to get a larger class. Yeah. I saw that already. And you were right about it today.
Yeah.
The game.
You're big. All right. Very nice game.
Oh, no, thanks. I'll go back. Thanks.
Yeah, I could use that, it'd be better, I guess. Senate will come to order. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Which script do I read from, Linda? I've got two scripts now, Mr. President. I'm going to go with the big one. Mr. President, I move the following named persons be placed in motion as employees of the Senate, and they be voted on collectively.
The reading clerk will read the names of the employees and their respective positions.
Ellen Thompson, Chief Clerk, Cheryl Brown, Assistant Chief Clerk, Judy Parks, Staff Supervisor, Bernice Gerard, Assistant Staff Supervisor, Linda Bailey, Journal Clerk, Randy Fetzer, Reading Clerk, Kelly Wilmarth, Floor Computer Clerk, Darlene Gallegos, Leadership Secretary, Diana Williamson, Attorney Secretary, Kathleen Kalaszynski, Telephone Hotline Receptionist, Kathy Ellis, Judiciary Secretary, Senate Historian, Vicki Winders, Appropriations Secretary, Dick Morrison, Education and Revenue Secretary, Addie Ceballos, Agriculture and Travel Secretary, Georgia George, Corporations Secretary, Sherry McDowell, Minerals and Minority Secretary, Naomi McGowan, Labor and Transportation Secretary, Catherine Heaton, Bill Collator, Belle Henrich, Senate Chamber Assistant, Marty Curl, Messenger, Linda Pulse, Page, Jackie Whitehead, Page, Larry Hootman, Sergeant at Arms, John Lynch, Doorman, John Black, Doorman, Ron Kosicki, Watchman, Gene Schaff, Watchman, Aaron Lovato, Student Page, Father Tom Cronkleton, Chaplain.
You heard the motion that the person on the list just read be made the employees of the Senate. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carried. On behalf of the entire Senate, I welcome you as staff members. I hope you find your work here both challenging and rewarding. And remember that we only look because of you and the work you do for us, so we really appreciate it. Let's welcome them.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, if I can just interject for just a second, we just really appreciate Georgia and her extra work today. She's did a little extra above and beyond the call today. So,
hey.
Georgia. Mr. President, I move that the permanent Senate and joint rules of the 63rd Legislature be adopted as the temporary rules of the Senate of the 64th Legislature of the State of Wyoming.
You heard the motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That has passed. The standing committee appointments have been made. The reading clerk will read the committee chairman and memberships.
Judiciary, Senator Leland Christensen, Chairman. Senators Larry Hicks, Dave Kinski, Tara Nethercott, and Lisa Anselmi Dalton. Appropriations, Senator Bruce Burns, Chairman. Senators Dan Dockstader, Ogden Driscoll, Bill Landon, and John Hastert. Revenue, Senator R. Ray Peterson, Chairman. Senators Cale Case, Affie Ellis, Dave Kinski, and Jeff Wasserberger. Education, Senator Hank Coe, Chairman. Senators Affie Ellis, Stephen Pappas, Jeff Wasserberger, and Chris Rothfuss. Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, Senator Larry Hicks, Chairman. Senators Paul Barnard, Fred Emmerich, Kurt Meyer, and Glenn Monine. Wildlife and Cultural Resources, Senator Fred Emmerich, Chairman. Senators Lisa Anselmi Dalton, Paul Barnard, Brian Boner, and Glenn Moniz. Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Senator Cale Case, Chairman. Senators Wyatt Agar, Tara Nethercott, Stephen Pappas, and Charles Scott. Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, Senator Kurt Meyer, Chairman. Senators Wyatt Agar, James Lee Anderson, Fred Baldwin, and Leland Christensen. Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, Senator Michael Von Flatern, Chairman. Senators James Lee Anderson, Hank Coe, Drew Perkins, and Chris Rothfuss. Labor, Health, and Social Services, Senator Charles K. Scott, Chairman. Senators Fred Baldwin, Brian Boner, Anthony Bouchard, and R. Ray Peterson. Journal, Senator Anthony Bouchard, Chairman, and Senator Lisa Anselmi Dalton. Rules and Procedure, President Eli Bebout, Chairman, Senators Drew Perkins, Michael Von Flatern, Chris Rothfuss, and John Hastert.
If there is no objection, the standing committees you have just heard will stand as read and be your committees for the Senate 64th Legislature of Wyoming. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 64th Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive any communications they may desire to submit to us.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. I'm directing the Chief Clerk to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the 64th Legislature of Wyoming duly organized and ready to receive any communication they may desire to submit. How many of you want to bet that we're not ahead of them? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
I won't take that bet, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that the Senate inform His Excellency, the Governor, that the Senate of the 64th Legislature of Wyoming is duly organized and ready to receive communications that he may desire to submit.
You heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carried. I'm directing the Chief Clerk to inform His Excellency, the Governor, that the Senate of the 64th Legislature is duly organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that arrangements be made with the House of Representatives to hear the Governor's message tomorrow morning.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. I will meet with the Speaker of the House of Representatives to make arrangements for the joint address of the Governor. Do we have any messages from the House or Governor? That's no surprise. We are at that order of business, messages from the House, and we have no messages from the House. The next order of business, introduction, reading, and reference of bills. You got them there? Will the reading clerk please read the first one of the 64th legislative session, Senate File 30.
Drum roll, please.
Senate File 30, Jail Placement Coordination. Sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 30 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 31.
Senate File 31, Genetic Information Privacy. Sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 31 will be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 32.
Senate File 32, Peace Officer Recordings, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 32 will be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 56, Senate File 33.
Senate File 33, Computer Extortion, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 33 will be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 42.
Senate File 42, Opiate Overdose Emergency Treatment, sponsored by the Judiciary Committee.
Senate File 42 will be referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Senate File 2.
Senate File 2, Legislative Appropriation, sponsored by the Management Council.
Senate File 2 will refer to Committee Number 2, Appropriation. Senate File 20.
Senate File 20, Student Digital Information Privacy, sponsored by the Education Committee.
Senate File 20 will refer to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 34.
Senate File 34, Student Personal Digital Information Protection Act, sponsored by the Education Committee.
Senate File 34 will be Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 35.
Senate File 35, Virtual Education, sponsored by the Education Committee.
Senate File 35 will go to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 36.
Senate File 36, Education Leader Evaluation and Support. Select Committee on Statewide Educational Accountability, sponsored.
Senate File 36 will go to Education, Committee Number 4. Senate File 37.
Senate File 37, Education, Hathaway Scholarship Program 2, sponsored by the Education Committee.
Senate File 37 will go to Committee Number 4, Education. Senate File 3.
Senate File 3, Select Water Committee Review of Projects, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 3 will go to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 4.
Senate File 4, Water Projects Map and Plat Filing Requirements, sponsored by the Agriculture Committee.
Senate File 4 will go to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 8.
Senate File 8, Transfer of Water Funds, sponsored by Select Water Committee.
Senate File 8 will go to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 56.
Senate File 56, Omnibus Water Bill Planning, sponsored by the Water Committee.
Senate File 56 will go to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Senate File 12.
Senate File 12, Recall of Elected Officials, Commission-Run Municipalities, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 12 will go to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 13.
Senate File 13, Manufactured Alcoholic Beverages, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 13 will go to Corporations Committee Number 7. Senate File 15.
Senate File 15, Special District Budget Requirements, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 15 will go to Corporations Committee Number 7. Senate File 16.
Senate File 16, Special Districts Elections, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 16 will go to Corporation Committee, Committee Number 7. Senate File 18.
Senate File 18, Special District Public Records, BOCES, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 18 will go to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 43.
Senate File 43, Alcoholic Beverages Revisions, sponsored by the Corporations Committee.
Senate File 43 will go to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Senate File 39.
Senate File 39, Military Department Composition, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 39 will go to the Transportation Committee, Committee Number 8, Senate File 40.
Senate File 40, Military Department Record Keeping, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 40 will go to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 53.
Senate File 53, Veterans Hiring Preference, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 53 will go to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 54.
Senate File 54, Military Spouse Hiring Preference, sponsored by the Transportation Committee.
Senate File 54 will go to Committee Number 8, Transportation. Senate File 5.
Senate File 5, Banking Revisions, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senate File 5 will go to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 6.
Senate File 6, Radioactive Waste Storage Facilities Amendments, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senate File 6 will go to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 7.
Senate File 7, Bank Service Corporations, sponsored by the Minerals Committee.
Senate File 7 will go to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Senate File 62.
Senate File 62, Telepharmacy Amendments, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senate File 62 will go to Committee Number 10, Labor. Senate File 63.
Senate File 63, Department of Family Services Statutory Amendments, sponsored by the Labor Committee.
Senate File 63 will go to Labor, Committee Number 10. Senate File 28.
Senate File 28, Revisors Bill, sponsored by the Management Council.
Senate File 28 will go to Committee Number 12, Rules. Senate File 29.
Senate File 29, Legislative Employees, sponsored by the Management Council.
Senate File 29 will go to Committee Number 12, Rules. The doctor of the day is Dr. Casey Berry from here in Cheyenne, I believe. Welcome and thank you. It's probably a good idea that you came over to the Senate. You heard all those jokes about us gray-haired senators, but you have to realize now that we're 125 years younger. I'd also like to introduce our student page. Aaron Lovato from South High School. Aaron, come on up here, would you please?
Aaron, we want to welcome you and thank you for being here. We have a pin for you. I thought this was a very great opportunity that I thought I could take to learn more about our Senate and everything. And my school, my principal at my school offered me and some of our other students this opportunity. So I was really happy to be here, and it's going to be a great learning experience.
Thank you, Aaron. Welcome. Where's oh, there he is. One of the things, members of the Senate, that I was going to say earlier when our majority floor leader was speaking, that many of you know that his mother was a distinguished member of the House, Dorothy Perkins, and I just I remember her so well, and she was just an incredible lady, and she did her work. And Senator Scott, you remember, because she was chairman of labor on the House side, and you were chairman on the Senate side, and Senator Perkins, your mother's up there watching you. I know that, and she's so very proud of you. So congratulations, Senator Perkins.
Thank you, Eli.
And that clears the desk.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 2 p.m. Wednesday, January 11th, 2017.
Announcements. Senator Meyer, just a second. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, your committee number 8, Transportation, will meet Wednesday, January 11th, upon adjournment in Jonah Room S-27 to consider the following bills. Senate File 39, Military Department Composition. Senate File 53, Veterans Hiring Preference. Senate File 40, Department Record Keeping.
Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, your committee number 1. Stand by while I recover my notice.
Senator Von Flader.
Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow at about 15 minutes after noon recess, which we won't have, so we'll meet at noon tomorrow or 15 minutes after the speeches are done in Jonah Room S18, which is the first left hallway here. It'll be Senate File 5, Banking Revisions, and Senate File 7, Bank Service Corporations.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet Wednesday, January 11th, 8 a.m. at Jonah Room S18 to consider the following bills. Senate File 30, Jail Placement Coordination. Senate File 31, Genetic Information Privacy. Senate File 33, Computer Extortion. And Senate File 42, Opiate Overdose Emergency Treatment.
Senator Coe.
Mr. President, your committee number 4, Education, meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock in Jonah Room S19 to take up Senate File 20, Student Digital Information Privacy, Senate File 34, Student Personal Digital Information Protection Act, Senate File 35, Virtual Education, and Senate File 36, Education Leader Evaluation and Support.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Water Committee will be meeting at 3 o'clock today upon adjournment in room S27 to consider Senate File 3, Select Water Committee Review of Projects, and Senate File 8, Transfer of Water Funds.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. Committee members, note the time, 8:30 a.m. In Jonah Room S-27 to consider Senate File 63, Department of Family Services, Statutory Amendments. And by way of advance notice, on Friday, we will consider Senate File 62, Telepharmacy Amendments, and probably other bills if assigned.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could just have a moment, post it up on the committee of the whole, some bills. Those are always subject to change, but I want to let you know that we are going to do a committee of the whole tomorrow. And so you've got advance notice on those. There may be some that may come off or be added on tomorrow, so just it's always subject to change. But I want to let you give you a heads up and let you know the work begins.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Senator Burns.
Mr. President. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet at 2:30 in the JAC room for an informational and educational informal discussion.
Any other announcements? Please be in your seats tomorrow in the House chambers at 9:45 for the joint session, which will begin at 10 a.m. You heard the motion made by the majority floor leader. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate is adjourned. Day one is over until 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Hey! Boy, what a tough day. Who am I taking this to?
Okay.
Mr. President, could you turn off my mic, please?